Welcome. My name is Andrew Barron, and this is Well, It Depends, the podcast where I address financial decisions that can't be answered by a simple yes or no. In this episode, I ask the question, should I do my own investment research? But before we begin, a short disclaimer. This is being recorded on July 22nd, 2024. The contents of this podcast are strictly for informational purposes only, and nothing said should be taken as investment, tax, or legal advice. It's important to consult with a professional before making any financial decisions, as the strategies discussed may not be suitable for you specifically. Getting into it. Should I do my own investment research? Well, it depends. Investing your hard-earned money can be daunting, and figuring out where to put it requires some research. But how much research should you be doing yourself? Well, it depends. Let's break down the key factors to consider. First, why do investment research at all? Whether you're planning to buy stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or really any investment, knowing what you're getting into is essential. Research helps you understand the risks, potential returns, and the overall health of your investment. Now, should you do this research yourself? Let's look at some trade-offs. If you have a strong background in finance or a keen interest in learning, doing your own research might be right up your alley. You'll understand the terminology, financial statements, and market trends. But if you're not confident in your financial literacy, relying solely on your own research might lead to poor, uninformed decisions. In this case, consulting a financial advisor would be beneficial. Doing thorough investment research takes time. You need to analyze financial reports, track market news, and understand economic indicators. If you're someone with a busy schedule, you might not have the time to dedicate to this task. On the other hand, if you enjoy the process and have the time to spare, it can be a very rewarding endeavor. In today's digital age, there are countless resources available for investment research. Websites such as Morningstar and Yahoo Finance provide a wealth of information. But with all this information out there, it can be overwhelming to sift through it all and determine what is relevant. Sometimes, having a professional to guide you can streamline the process. Investing can be emotional. It's easy to get swayed by market hype or fear. Doing your own research also means you're responsible for managing your own emotions and biases. A financial advisor can provide an objective perspective and help keep you and your investment decisions grounded. Hiring a financial advisor does come with a cost. Whether it's a fee-based advisor or one that earns commissions, you'll need to factor these in as expenses. Doing your own research might save you money, but it's crucial to weigh this against the potential risks of making bad investment choices. Here are some tips should you decide to go it alone. Start with the basics. You need to understand key financial concepts and terms. Use reliable sources. Stick to reputable financial news sites and investment platforms. Diversify your research. Look at various perspectives so you get a well-rounded view. Stay updated. The financial world changes rapidly, so keep up with the latest news and trends. And know when to seek help. If things get too complex, don't hesitate to consult a professional. To recap, when you're considering doing investment research yourself, evaluate your financial expertise, available time, access to resources, your ability to manage biases, and the cost of professional help. Whether you decide to take on the research yourself or consult an advisor, the goal is to make informed decisions that align with your financial objectives. So, to answer the question, should I do my own investment research? Well, it depends.